Great to be here. How are you? All right. Let me pray as well, because I like to do that before we begin. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are alive, that your Spirit is with us, and that because of these things, we can be expectant of you, no matter what we feel inside. Lord, we thank you that you are with us through the valleys of the shadow, and you're with us by the quiet waters, and that you promised to see us home. And I pray that you'd help us now to hear your voice and to leave here committed to following you and trusting in you with the whole of our lives. In Jesus' name. I'd like to read a bit of a psalm to you. It's from Psalm 22. If you've got it, everything that I'm going to say this morning comes through this. And just to explain a bit of background, we're doing a series at Stopsley, which is about looking towards Easter. It's called The Long Road to the Cross. And what we're doing is we're looking at other passages in the Old Testament and latterly in the Gospels to help us to understand a little bit more about what the cross means in lots of different dimensions. And this psalm helps us, I think, to do that. So it says this. My God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far when I groan for help? Every day I call to you, my God, but you don't answer. Every night you hear my voice, but I find no relief. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. Our ancestors trusted in you, and you rescued them. They cried out to you, and you were were saved. They trusted in you and were never disgraced. But I'm a worm and not a man. I'm scorned and despised by everyone. Everyone who sees me mocks me. They sneer and they shake their heads, saying, "Is this the one who relies on the Lord? Then let the Lord save him. If the Lord loves him so much, let the Lord rescue him. Yet you brought me safely from my mother's womb and led me to trust you at my mother's breast. I was thrust into your arms at birth. You've been my God from the moment I've been born. Do not stay so far from me,